From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Earlier this month, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's efforts to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for 300,000 immigrants. A nationwide bus tour urging Congress to pass a more permanent solution made a stop in Little Havana. Activists from the National TPS Alliance chanted "Yes, we can" in Creole at the Little Haiti Cultural Center in Miami. For the past 2 months, they've bussed across the U.S. urging support for continuation of TPS, temporary protected status. That program allows immigrants from countries torn by violence or natural disaster to live in the U.S. The Trump administration this year announced it was ending TPS for more than 300,000 people from four countries, Haiti, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Sudan. Marlene Bastien heads the Haitian American Family Action Network movement, or FAM.
The Trump administration did not count on this level of resistance. So we're going to stand by you, we're going to organize, because families belong together.
That resistance includes a lawsuit to block TPS termination. A federal judge this month did order the administration to hold off. The bus tour, now heading to Washington, D.C., hopes to get Congress to grant TPS recipients permanent residency. William Martinez is a Salvadoran TPS holder who lives in California and is part of the tour.
With this Journey for Justice campaign, we're going out to every community, every Congress office, knocking doors to fight for a permanent solution.
Bills are pending in Congress to let TPS holders apply for permanent residency. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.